Well, here we are. It's another wonderful, exciting day here in the Garden State of New Jersey. That is in the United States of America. I am Ryan.
And me is Danny.
So we're coming at you live with a new episode of As Is. It's been about 4,000 years since our last episode.
It's been Halloween. No, there was one after Halloween.
Oh, I think we did. We did at least do like the last two episodes. I think we did after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You know, life gets very busy. You know, especially this time of year.
Got some shit going on. You know.
Yeah. I got stuff. You know, I've been around the world. No, not really. I've been to America and different cities.
Oh, yeah?
You've been to different cities, I think.
I've been to one city.
Let me guess. Was it the? Does it have an apple? And the thing...
It's often referred to as the Big Apple, yes.
Yeah. I was there last night... Two nights ago. No, last night. Last night I was there.
You were there last night?
Wait, was last night... Was last night December Eve? I mean, Christmas...
No.
Today... Yesterday was Christmas.
Right.
God damn it. So then the day before was Christmas Eve. So
that's
it was
correct.
Two nights ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yesterday was great. Christmas was weird. Yeah, but so I went from Chicago to New York.
So you flew from Chicago to New York, or you flew back here?
I'm such an idiot. You know, initially, and you know, everything's complicated, right?
So of course.
Initially, I was going to I was going to just go to Chicago, and then I forgot that I bought tickets to a concert in New York. You know, every year this Israeli guy does concerts in New York for the Jews, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Knock Christmas Show for the Jews. He's a very big star. His name is David Broza. And I, as I'm like the day before I'm leaving, I'm like, I think I got these tickets. So my flight... luckily, you know, there's this nice woman in Chicago that helped me with her miles for the flight. So, I didn't pay much for the flight, thank God. No, there was none of that going on. I'm a very pure, you know.
Are you a Puritan?
I'm not a Puritan, but, basically, she didn't offer sex, so I didn't.
Nah.
Yeah, so I didn't initiate.
Yeah, that's.
I'm very not aggressive, you know. But I'm so confused. So the flight back, she kind of, you know, we both decided, and it was supposed to be at night, like Sunday night, which would have been after the concerts in New York, which I bought tickets for.
Right.
So then I decided, what am I going to do? Like, I paid $100 a ticket for each show. There was like a 3 p.m. and an 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Of the same guy in New York. And he's like, you know, he's a Jew, so they're expensive. No, I'm kidding. Oh, God. I can say that because I'm Jewish.
That's right.
So then I called the airline and had to sit with this Indian guy on the phone for like a long time. And then I paid another $150 to change the flight to earlier. So I had to leave on like 6 a.m. the night before so I could make the concerts in New York. Oh, my God. It was so crazy, man.
Oh, my God.
But I made it to the both shows.
That's good, man.
Also, I would like to say that now I like to make a declaration.
What's the declaration?
I kind of like Germany now.
You like Germany?
Yeah.
Have you been to Germany?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, as a kid, I was sort of very leery of Germany, what with the whole
Understandable.
World War II thing.
Yeah.
But I befriended this German guy and his wife, and who are Michael McDermott fans. And he's a really cool guy. Like, I think I'm kind of in love with him.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, not sexually, but we spent, like, a lot of time together. We went shopping and, you know, did Chicago stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's getting serious.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we just went back to Germany. His name is Rolf.
Right.
Yeah, without the...
It sounds like a real German name.
It's almost like that guy from Rocky IV, Rolf Dungnen.
Dolph know? Lundgren?
Oh, yeah, so it's not like that at all. So, but... and he's not even a boxer. But it is...
Well, he was Dolph Lundgren. He just played one.
He's tall.
He's tall, but that
right. But he doesn't look like a boxer. But it's like R-A-L-F, like Ralph.
Oh, okay.
So like we.
Do you have like the two dots above the A?
No. It's just like weird. It's just Ralph and then his wife Ute, U-T-E, and it's kind of funny because you know he you know on the Michael McDermott shows online. Sometimes he encourages people to send videos about like what songs they want to hear, and so I sometimes send a video, and he's kind of like he sends really funny videos, like he edits them and he dances around in women's dresses, and he's like the number one video guy. So I was kind of jealous of him because he's kind of known as the Meryl Streep of the McDermott video, you know, and I can't compete with him. But then so I was prepared not to like him. You know, because he's like the video guy. But then we met across a crowded bar and...
Did you lock eyes?
Yeah, he goes, I know that face. He didn't say it like that. He said it like... sorry. Ryan almost spit his beer. So that, you know, the German language is harsh, you know? It's right. But if you could get beyond that, he's a really sweet guy, you know? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so that was... So it kind of changed... I mean, I didn't tell him that I was afraid of Germany because that would have been a weird start to the relationship, right. You know? But now I kind of... You know, and then we kind of talked about that a little bit, about, like, the perception of Germany and... You know, but he lives in a small town. Mm-hmm. He likes numbers. He kept asking me, like, how many people live in Princeton? I'm like, I don't know. So then I have to, like, Google. Every time he asked me a question, I have to, like, Google it, you know? Yeah. You know how many people live in Princeton?
No.
I 30,000 people.
30,000 people?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. 30,000 losers.
My God.
Yeah, I thought it was, I don't know. I don't.
Wait, is that counting Princeton University students?
Probably.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. But then he said that his town in Kladenhatten, Germany, is like 15,000. So he lives like close to Hamburg.
Oh, okay.
Where the Beatles played. Where the
Beatles started.
Yeah. So then we had an argument because he's not a big Dire Straits guy.
Oh, fuck.
And then I had a big argument with him about that. But the funny thing is we did a podcast together.
Oh, did you?
Because, you know, every time I meet somebody, I'm like, you want to do a podcast? And he's like, what? So it was really weird. I mean, it was good, but it was me and his wife and him. So to do it with three people, as you know, was kind of strange. Mm-hmm. It was good, but we did, you know, so spent a lot of time with these people. Like, I kind of, they gave me an umbrella from Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here, this I'll show you.
People listening in, you can't see this umbrella, but yeah. It's Danny's holding an umbrella right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's very... Look, I guess I'll open it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very...
Bad Bromst Ed.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a curse, right? Bad...
Are you going to go visit him?
In Germany? He didn't invite me.
I know.
But I don't know. I still don't. It's not on the top of my list, you know? Like, it's like, I'd like to go back to London. I'd like to go to Spain. Germany is, like, down. I told him, like, Germany, like... But then he said it's actually a nice area that he lives in. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not... We're not going to, like, have them adopt me, like, you know... With Ron, you know, he's probably younger than me. I don't know. So I do, like, in case people are wondering how I feel about Germany, like, I'm making an announcement. It's not so bad.
Well, that's good because that's been a rather constant, you know, arc throughout the series. Danny's perception of Germany.
Right. Like, everybody's on pins and needles, but what I think about Germany, you know. But, you know, it was weird because, like, sometimes we took a lot of Ubers. And like, and then they would talk amongst themselves in that German
language.
It was really. So then I felt like, can you please like? And then they put me on their WhatsApp group, like all their friends. So now I'm getting all messages all day long in German.
Shit. Are you contributing to the conversation?
Yeah, I'm like, shut the fuck up, speak English.
Are you the only one speaking English in it?
I think British Mark is on there.
That dude's fucking everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. So now, remember how, like, when we last left, he was on Facebook, he was on Instagram, he was on WhatsApp.
Right.
And now he's on, like, he's listening to us on every platform possible. I get messages. Like, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the guy's unstoppable.
But I think, you know, it's good to have, like, that one constant listener, that one constant fan.
Right.
Because without British Mark, you know.
No, it's true. We could have stopped this a long time ago.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I think he's the only one holding up this thing together, you know. Like, we could be doing so many other things right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, playing volleyball or.
Yeah.
Or going to concerts and. But anyway, I'm not angry. I'm just saying, you know, it's just. I mean, it's kind of weird, you know. British Mark, you know, like you have like a loyal dog or a girlfriend that you kind of take for granted. Like I kind of feel like we're taking him for granted, you know? Because nothing we can do
satisfies him almost sort of. But again, I mean, like
I mean, we can't piss him off.
True. Like, that's a good point.
Like, I don't know what I can do to get him over our backs, you know? Like, what more can I possibly do? Like, we make fun of him, and he still comes back for more, you know? He's like, thank you, sir. Can I have another?
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, not that we're mean to him. It's just that, I mean...
Well, have you spoken with British Anthony lately?
No. I don't know much. British Anthony remains a mystery.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that, you know, British Mark is very sad that he wasn't a part of this. I don't know if we told people that I went to Chicago for 3 concerts. Like we speak as if people know.
Yeah, sure. We started here, we went to, then we all talked about New York.
It'd be good to set this up. British Mark likes to be a part of the Michael McDermott scene. Michael's a singer-songwriter that lives in Chicago, so he does a lot of... So every year he does 3 concerts for, like, Christmas at the City Winery, which is, like, a chain of, you know, music wineries? Places. Yeah, if you will.
Yeah.
But there was a chain, so there's one in Boston, one in Chicago, one in New York. So it's kind of funny, like, I went to the concert in New York, and that was also at a City Winery.
Oh, was he really?
So actually, I texted Michael McDermott and I sent him a picture of the City Winery in New York. I was like, hey, I am doing a tour of the City Winery, you know? So British Mark kept like, he's like, send videos, you know? But he got to see Lissy in England, so.
That's true, you know, that's true, so, yeah.
But did
he send videos of her to you?
He did.
It probably would have been a nice reciprocatory action.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't. But right. I did it because, like, the Germans now kept sending him videos. So I feel I did. And now there's also the Norwegian woman. There's all these, like, people.
Oh, the Norwegian woman, right.
Yeah, she's on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, don't forget me.
Oh, she wasn't there this time.
No. It was just the Germans and a lot of Chicago people that I'm sort of gotten to know a lot of them. They're kind of like high school, you know. Oh, yeah. Like you just have to get to know them because a lot of them are on Facebook. Like I knew their names because I belong to the Facebook group, you know. But now they all come to the show, so I'm starting to see who I like, and you know, it is very very high school.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have dated each other. It's just like it's a whole thing. And then the funny thing is like, and they gave us, you know, Michael McDermott has like a discount at this certain hotel, the Hyatt. So
I've heard of it.
The Hyatt, yes.
I've heard the Hyatt, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of the paupers, the fans, stayed at the hotel, including Michael McDermott.
Oh, no shit.
So I guess it was easier for him to stay at the hotel. So, like, every morning I would have breakfast for the Germans, and then Michael McDermott would just show up out of the blue in, like, a jogging suit.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be like, I can't talk, you know, because I sang last night and I have to sing tonight, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd be like, what are you guys doing today? You know? It was pretty wild. It was pretty wild. But anyway, I don't want to, you know, take up all of our time on that.
Well, we've had a long fucking, this is like one, we're getting to a point where we're having like year-long breaks in between episodes.
Yeah, a month. Yeah. But maybe we'll do like a story for story. Like you went to the Apple.
I went to the Apple. That was pretty big.
But you don't usually like New York, right?
So Manhattan, I'm fine with. I think
it's the Brooklyn.
It's Brooklyn. Oh my God.
No, I know. We don't need to ever go back to Brooklyn.
There's no reason for that place to exist. So Anyway, so went there last Wednesday. I went and saw.
Person you're hanging out with.
That's right, right.
Right. So she convinced you to see the tree?
Well, she went in to go see
a play.
And then I think when she was telling me about that, I was like, how about, I get out of work.
Mm-hmm.
I get a train. I meet you in the city. We go see the tree. Because I hadn't gone to see the tree since 2012.
Can I just say something? This is what girlfriends do, right? They make the guys go and spend money on a train to see a tree, I don't like trees. And I don't like Christmas. But anyway, that's just me.
Yeah.
Have you seen the tree before?
I've seen it twice before.
Okay.
Once in 06, once in 2012, and now.
And it hasn't changed at all, right?
I mean, I'm telling you. I think it's a new tree every year. Ooh. I would hate to be the poor son of a bitch who has to actually drive that thing around and have to deliver it and all that shit. I'd hate that, man.
You mean actually, because it's a really big motherfucking tree, right? It's like a serious tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then you go there and there's tons of tourists looking at the tree.
Yeah, so the worst part was actually Fifth Avenue. They had the one building, I think it was Saks.
Yeah.
Not the scrotum sack, but the store Saks.
Right.
And they had this big display.
Yeah.
On the thing, and there's a shit ton of people.
Right.
That was the worst part, but I mean, we got to see the tree, had a few pictures taken.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then we went to dinner afterwards.
Did you go to a fancy place, or?
It was a place called the Haven Rooftop.
Oh.
Not too far. Pretty nice.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Was it funky food or regular food?
I guess regular food?
Oh, no. Because I was at the City Winery in Chicago, and the menu was crazy. It was all these weird eccentric dishes and,
I think the way they described the food may have been eccentric, but essentially it was just chicken and...
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had a chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, at the City Winery in Chicago, we all met before the show at different restaurants, and one night we met at the winery. This waiter, this fucking crazy waiter, talked for 40 minutes about the menu, going over the special dishes. And we were shut the fuck up,
God.
And he was so enthusiastic about it. And they were just okay. There's no need to talk them up.
Yeah.
But man, that guy took his job seriously.
A fucking asshole, man.
God, we were going to shoot him. Seriously.
I'm telling you, you should have.
Yeah, yeah.
After you eat, though, because you don't want to shoot him, then have to get up and have to go to another restaurant. You know?
Right. I got to say, though, Chicago is a very clean town.
Yeah.
I hear it's
a nice city. I think we're actually thinking about doing a weekend trip at some point.
Chicago's great, man.
Yeah.
Apparently there's some dangerous areas. I didn't see them at all.
Yeah.
And apparently it gets really cold in the winter, but I did. It wasn't that bad when I was there.
Is that the one that's called the Windy City?
Yeah. It's windy because there's a lake.
The lake, the whole lake effect, all that bullshit. Yeah.
One night it was really foggy and it was very scary, foggy. It would have been a good place to kill somebody.
Oh, totally, man.
I was with the Germans. I didn't want to kill them.
Yeah.
But it was really. It looks like a very European town. It's very, But you know what the Germans did? The first day that we're hanging out, they take me to. They're like, we're gonna stop at a store, and I'm like, okay. We end up going to a fucking kitchen appliance store. And it was cramped with kitchen. I'm like, why are we here? And it's you couldn't move. There was dishes everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And I swear it felt like we were there for 10 hours.
What the fuck were you there for?
I don't know. Kitchen appliances.
Did they buy kitchenware?
Yeah, they ended up buying a $2 soup dish that you could have bought in Kmart.
Why the fuck would...
I don't know. Ask the Germans. I don't know. And that became sort of a joke. And actually, when we did the podcast, we called it Ralph and Uta Make Me Buy a Soup Dish in Chicago. That's the name of the... I came up with all these cool names, Michael McDermott lyrics and the title. And they go, no, let's go with the soup dish. I'm like, okay. So, yeah. And then they had me pay for it because they didn't have cash. The store only took cash. So I paid for the fucking soup dish.
Do they pay back?
Actually, I owe them money, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They took me on all these, like, you know, sightseeing things, and I was going to pay them back, and they said, you know what, don't pay us back. So
yeah.
Apparently some Germans are generous, you know. But, I mean, there's a lot to see there, and I didn't get a chance to see that much, you know. It's weird to travel, you know. It's weird because, you know, you stay in a hotel, and then you kind of feel like out of your element, but it's also sort of exciting at the same time. Mm-hmm. And by the time you're leaving, you really are used to being there. You don't want to leave.
Yeah.
But the first day, you're like, what am I? You know, it's kind of disorienting, you know. And now I'm back here. Today, I fucking had to work today. It's like the same. My first client today was Maureen. What's her name? I don't. She's like the worst passenger that we have.
Oh yeah,
she's like 300 years old.
Oh my god.
And like and she's got, you know, she's just, I'm like, can't they ease me in back to work with like a normal person? No. She's like waiting for me with like, she's like a witch. And then she has to sit in the front because she can't get in the back. She's basically like sitting on my lap like a oh, you know, like a strip joint.
Like a ventriloquist dummy?
Yeah. She doesn't shut up. She's unbelievably talkative.
Oh, man.
And she's never going to die. She's just, you know. So that was, and it's only, and like a 25-minute ride, too. It wasn't like a 5-minute ride.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm like, well, anyway, I don't hope a lot of people death, but I will say that it would be nice if she just leaves the world. You know? Oh, no.
Almost fell back in the sheet.
Oh, God. Okay. We don't want anybody to fall down in my apartment here.
Yeah.
So now I'm back here.
Back here.
And it feels like, why am I here? Really. Like, you know, I mean, the reason why I never really moved. I've been living in this place for like 100 years. like you know, I know that it just doesn't make sense that I'm still here, you know? I mean, nothing in my life is going to change, you know, until I die.
Is there any place that you would like to move to?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Chicago seemed pretty nice, but I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not really that brave of a person. I put up a front here, you know, as if I'm brave, but my balls aren't that big, you know? They're sort of kind of shrunken and swollen, you know. Swollen and shrunken at the same time.
Swollen and shrunken at the same time, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they exist, but they don't really want to do anything. My balls just want to stay sedentary.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I know. I don't know if you got my text the other night. We were talking about going to see the Christmas Story House in Cleveland. And then eventually the next day going to the Rock Hall of Fame. So you're definitely about to go.
Thank you. I don't know, man. I don't know. Usually my trips involve like a rock concert, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So that's tough for. But thank you. I will put that under the Jewish hat.
The Jewish hat
of decisions.
That you're not wearing.
Well, no, we all have a hat.
We all have a hat,
regardless if it's seen or not. Like, we are all in disguise.
Yeah.
You know, we are not really being our real selves right now. We're giving you the. Like a glimpse of what we are, but not the whole story.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're like, sure. You know, Springsteen has that song, Brilliant Disguise. Like that we
it's a good song.
Yeah, good song. You know, we all have like kind of a disguise. But you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, you might, you know, peel the layers a little bit, you know, for the other person to see, you know. When I'm in a relationship, I usually try to keep my disguise intact so they don't really get to know the real me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because then if they see the real me and they don't like it, then it's like rejection, you know. But if they reject the disguise, then it doesn't hurt so much.
I think sometimes what helps is peeling back a little bit at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, let's say, hypothetically speaking, let's say you were a convicted murderer, spent like 25 years in prison.
Yeah.
You know, when you first start dating someone, you may not want to lead with that.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to be like,
right.
Like on date one, be like, yeah, you know, I had a bit of a rough time for a while, and that's all you say.
Right.
Then date number two.
Right.
Like, yeah, you know, I had a little trouble with the law here and there.
Yeah.
By date three, you're like, I was in prison for 25 years for killing 5 people.
That's in date three. That's pretty fast. Like, I would probably wait till date number 10 for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I might say, like, you know, there was a misunderstanding. You know, there was a little bit of a glitch, you know.
It was completely self-defense.
I never really get to date number three anyway. That's like, you know, I thought maybe I'll have a Chicago fling, but, you know, it's,
yeah.
It's tough, but it's, I mean, there's a lot of interesting characters in the world. There was, I mean, it's very, I mean, the more you get to know people, the weirder you realize that people are just weird. It's very hard to find somebody normal,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I got to know like maybe 30 people on this trip.
Oh shit.
Like, cause we saw, you know, usually I see a show and then I leave, but now it was three nights, including dinners before the show. So, I mean, most of them were cool, but mm-hmm. you know, it's very rare. Like the German dude is really cool. Like you would really like this oh, yeah. Ralph guy. Yeah, and then I'm like, why can't everybody be like Ralph, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they can't be.
I think the problem is, I think even if they wanted to be, like, I think, like, just everyday life just, like, tamps down the eccentricities to the point where people are just like...
Yeah.
Eh.
I think Europeans are cooler than Americans.
Oh, dude, totally are.
I don't know.
So fucking retarded over here, it's unbelievable.
I don't know why. A British Mark excluded. Is British Mark really European? He's British. I know that is Europe, but...
So that's a good question, because like since England, you know, exited the European Union...
Did they?
They did, like did the whole Brexit thing.
Oh, yeah.
So because of that, British Mark may have once been European. But right. No longer is. He's an island.
He's an island.
Unto himself.
Yeah, he's a rock. He's an island.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. British Mark. You remember that James Bond scene where Live and Let Die, like Roger Moore's on a... They're trying to get sharks to eat him and he's...
Alligators.
Like, alligators. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And he's on an island and then he steps over them and like leaves. That's where British Mark is at. He's on an island.
Yeah.
He's got the wife and kids and the dog.
Yeah.
But he's still like... That's why he's always like texting everybody. Like he's trying to get help off the rock, you know?
Yeah.
That's my theory anyway. But yeah, I mean, Europeans are really... This guy was like... I mean, I'm not gay. I wouldn't sleep with Ralph, you know.
Right.
But
is it Ralph or Rolf?
I guess it's... I don't know. For a while, I thought it was Rafe. You know? I thought it was like R-A-I-F.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's... I guess it's Rolf. I think it's like Rolf with like a very... yeah, it was. I went to his hotel room. Like that's where we did the podcast at. You know,
mm-hmm. Was he naked?
No. He was. They were just. You know, they were actually. They were kind of funny. They put the soup dish that we bought in the middle of the table, so we could. You know, I had to stare at it the whole time.
Did they put any soup in it?
No, I don't know why they bought that thing. But it gave us a good title for the episode, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I got, like, you know, I got a nice compliment, actually, from McDermott himself.
What?
He said he heard the podcast. Because, you know, because I posted it on the McDermott, like, pauper page. He said he heard most of it. And then he sent me a text, and he gave me a compliment. Like, he said something like, that I'm very good at, you know, keeping the conversation going where it could maybe go like sideways.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So but you know, at this point we've done like 100 between us.
Oh yeah.
And I've done like 30 on the other one. You know, I'm like a podcast
fucking professional at this point.
I mean people should really pay me for this shit.
You're even outsourcing your editing. That is a professional. We were able to outsource the editing.
Yeah, well, God. I mean, I told the Germans, I said, don't say anything that needs editing, because I am not going to edit anything. I think that should be, like, you know how, like, you have, like, you know, things that, like, in a contract. Like, I should tell people from now on, I am not going to edit. Because it's such a pain.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can do it easily on this thing, but, like, I you know... I go crazy with it, you know.
Yeah.
Because then you can't put it out. You have to wait. And so anyway, okay.
We no need to ever have like Gaber like incident again.
Oh yeah, well that was Christ. I mean, that was bad. That was bad. But I've had worse. I've had worse. Like, I don't know if I told you, but I interviewed, like, you know, my brother's wife's mother. And
oh, that was bad. What do you have, like 40 edits or something like that?
Well, the problem with the Gabriel ones, it was like all throughout the episode.
Oh, yeah.
At least with her, it was kind of like 7 minutes.
Oh, I remember
where she just started bad-mouthing people. Yeah. And I was like, no. And then later she called me, she says, I don't remember that I said anybody specifically. I said, oh, yes, you did. But anyway, yeah, I should do that. But I mean, I also want people to feel, like, comfortable, so.
Yeah.
By the way, we had a great microphone set up for this, we had a technical glitch here with...
Technical glitch, you know, my phone case is a little too big for the phone, you know.
Yeah.
That's not a euphemism, that's my...
Right. Right.
The little phone case that wouldn't – the way that the thing is supposed to fit into the thing.
Right, you know? Right. Basically, I one of the editing people was an Indian guy, and he gave me – well, actually, I bought it. I bought that – this microphone looks like a huge penis, and that penis wouldn't fit into Ryan's phone.
Right.
So it's very disappointing, now I just have a phallic thing in my apartment for no reason. Yeah.
I mean, the good thing is, I mean, like, our voices, like, can carry.
Yeah.
So, I think we're fine.
Yeah.
It's like, I think you said you wanted to try to do it on the,
On the laptop, yeah. Because I usually when I do some Zoom, and even, like, I listen to our show sometimes, and there is a, you know, you have to strain a little bit sometimes. It kind of depends on if we go, you know, if we start, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we're not always, like, glued to the phone.
Right.
But, it's fine. I was just wondering what the quality would be like, you know. But, maybe it would be the difference between, like, you know... The Beatles for Sale and the White Album, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like a big, huge, like, stereo advance, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then if we had a good mic, we could, like, do our own number 9, you know? We could, like, do all kinds of shenanigans with our... But now we can't.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you did a podcast with the comedian Stacey?
No, I didn't. I did see her, though.
Oh, yeah?
She played in New Jersey.
Oh, shit.
No, not here. Oh, by the way, Jay Silverberg has been fired.
He's been fired?
Yeah, the comedian in Princeton. I was texting with him yesterday.
Oh my god!
Not only was he fired, but he's not even allowed. You know how, like, you know, remember that I was going to these meetup groups where I met that lady that I almost dated. So now he's been banned from that too. Yeah, he texts me, he goes, I can't, like, Jill, he's presenting it as if he's...
Innocent,
and then I hear other reports that he's, like, threatening people, so I don't know,
really?
I don't know, I kind of like the guy, I think he's likable, but apparently, I'm getting a lot of weird reports.
Wow.
So there's probably, the truth is probably in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
So out of the blue, he was like texting me yesterday. He goes, I can't believe it. I'm banned from I can't go anywhere. Poor guy. I mean, but he said he got a job in New York and he's keeping himself busy.
That's good.
And then I kind of felt bad for him. And I said, we should hang out sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you have a dinner with, your friend that we won't name him, but sort of your Gaber version?
Oh, no, we had to reschedule for next week.
Oh, so it's still... why did you have to reschedule?
I guess he sometimes works from home.
Okay.
So it happened to be, like, the night we were supposed to go out, like, he was... That wound up being, like, one night where he was working at home.
Right.
So, like, we rescheduled for next Wednesday.
Right. So are you telling me that now you're making plans for, like, you know, with... What should we say?
So... This is going to be the big reveal.
Okay, big reveal.
British Mark, I believe you already know, because he's seen my Facebook posts.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But he's been good. Like, he actually texted me, he said something like, that's nice that Ryan's dating, but he didn't ask specifically who it was.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought he would.
Well, I think so. he probably did, because, like, she tags me on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
When she, like, posts things.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as you are familiar with the latest reveal from our last episode, I am dating someone. I mean, Jesus Christ.
You're dating Jesus Christ?
Not Jesus Christ, but I am dating a certain someone who actually was on our show a couple times.
Right.
The Miss Tracy. And
right. So we're gonna call her by her name now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. I'm gonna still call her by.
Okay.
I don't know. Full name. Okay. All right. Full name. All right.
Well, Tracy's fine.
Oh, Tracy's fine. Yeah. Not full name.
Right.
But I mean, for me, the first name is the full name. So that's the reveal.
Mm-hmm. That's the reveal.
Okay. And now you're planning trips. I hear.
We're talking about, like, throughout the year, like, what certain trips you might want to take.
Right. Well, if you can survive in New York, you can survive anything.
I can survive anything. It's about whether I can afford to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real thing. So.
Yeah, well, she's rich. She can, like, pay for everything.
I mean.
I know.
I don't want to do that.
I know. I would. Like, if I was dating somebody rich, I would totally, like, take advantage, you know.
Right.
But I know what you mean. You have a sense of dignity and pride. But once you plan a trip, dude, I've had relationships where, you know, the trip kind of ruined things. So, you know, it's good to go to New York is a good, thing.
Well, admittedly, we're pretty much like I texted her today. I'm like, you know, I'm going to say
that.
Okay.
Like, you had this conversation.
I'm like.
Right. And she was okay with it.
At this point, we're pretty much like conjoined twins. We're like joined at the hip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's not here right now.
She's in Atlantic City with the trip with some friends.
Right. Yeah, she does like to gamble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to... here's the deal. You're going to have to deal with a few aspects of this relationship. Like, she likes, very big musicals, things that make me want to vomit, you know?
Right.
So that'll be an issue.
Well, here's the thing. So we came to an agreement that... Like, if it came to certain things that we knew, like, the other person absolutely didn't want to do, like, they have a new fucking movie version of The Color Purple coming out, but to me, it looks absolutely terrible.
Oh, God.
Even she's like, I am not going to drag you to that.
Right.
So we pretty much know that, like, there are going to be certain things that we will not be obligated to go with the other person at all.
See, British Mark, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to everything that Sonia takes you to. No, I don't even know if she drags him anywhere. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, that's good. And she has, like, because I think those musicals, well, something like It Hot, I might like, maybe. I saw the movie.
Yeah, I never saw the movie.
Yeah, it's like Marilyn Monroe when she was, like, young and hot.
Yeah, but I think she never lived to be beyond that, so.
Right, so she was always young and hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think my brother dragged me to see that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like from the 1950s or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, right. So that's good. Yeah, so you'll see Metallica by yourself.
Pretty much. Unless I ask her and I'm like, would you be interested? If she says no, I'll be like, all right, go by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, so that's good. So you had this. So she was cool with, like, being revealed.
Oh yeah.
So we don't have to edit this.
We don't have to edit it at all.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. Well, so
and
now
I know, like, we'll eventually have her on the show again.
We will.
Oh yeah.
What am I gonna say?
Well, actually, I imagine you two will do what you did last time, just totally commandeer the entire episode.
No. But now that you're dating, I can't commandeer anything.
Well, you totally can.
No, I'll be all quiet in the corner.
I don't think you will. I don't think you'd be able to.
I'll be, so what is it like to date, guys? Do you guys hold hands or what? Who stays over where? Like, I'll be, like, all, like, really annoying and... You know me, I'm gonna have to do shenanigans, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I'll have a girlfriend by then too, you know.
Great, man.
Maybe this will be the kick in the ass that I need.
Sometimes you need the kick in the ass.
Yeah. Well, I have the penis, I have the mic, so you know.
Well, you already had that before the mic, so.
Right. But now it can actually
that's a, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody even came on to me this trip, you know, like, except I just bonded with a German dude, you know? I mean, what does that mean, you know? I don't know. But he did, I think maybe I need to find, like, a European chick, I think. Maybe that's, you know. So when you say you're joined at the hip, are you, like...
We're together a lot.
But how's that happen? Like, you live all the way in the forest.
Well, I mean, like, it's... Well, admittedly, I stay at her house, like...
But she said she doesn't like people staying at the house.
I'm different.
I guess so. Is it... So, wait, like, can you reveal a little bit? Like, not the address. Well, but...
the geo coordinates.
you'll come back tomorrow and be like, Tracy, we talked about your name, but we also revealed your address.
We revealed the longitude and latitude.
Yeah, I mean, she painted it as if it's a place that's kind of like she doesn't want people over because she's a...
Well, she's not really much of... Is it? Like, she's not much of like a host,
right,
really.
Right, right. Neither am I, and somehow we've done 100 episodes here.
That's true. And I... Well...
Is it a one bedroom or is it like a?
It's a two story.
Oh, okay.
It's got like one. Well, actually, no, it's two bedrooms.
She has stairs.
Yeah.
Hence the two story. I don't have stairs.
Nah.
Yeah, but did she buy it or is she renting it?
Oh, she's bought. She bought it.
Okay.
It's a townhouse.
So is she like a messy person or is it like clean or in the middle?
So she thinks that she's messy.
Right.
Me personally, I don't give a shit.
Right.
I mean, like, everyone's got like their own version of like
right.
what's messy and all that.
Right.
So.
Like, I'm sort of more cluttered than dirty, mm-hmm. you know, but I have a lot of shit, you know.
Right.
So. So you don't think it's like, it's not like a hoarder's place.
Nah.
There's not like a lot of like musical theater DVDs everywhere.
Nah, not at all.
All right. Do you spend more time downstairs or upstairs? Do you have any bathrooms?
Two bathrooms.
Oh, that's nice. Two bathrooms is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have another bathroom.
I think you're doing all right with just the one.
It's all right, but sometimes, like, you know, sometimes when I'm using the toilet, I say to myself, it'd be, you know, it'd be nice to have another one just so I could, like, alternate, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my ass is really sick of sitting on that toilet, you know?
You should get a new toilet seat.
I have recently. That's pretty new.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but I'm sick of that already.
Oh, yeah?
Like, my ass is, you know, talks to me, and it's like, why don't you have another toilet? Or why don't you visit somebody else's house, for God's sake?
Right.
But even if I did, I wouldn't shit in somebody else's house. Dude, by the way, I tried to watch a little bit of that Maestro, the...
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
Dude... Don't see it. It's, I mean,
yeah, I have no interest, really.
I know. It's on Netflix. I was like, I should watch it. You know, it was Christmas. I had nothing to do, you know. But, and I admire him. He transforms himself. But, man, it's just like, I don't care about the character, you know. There's no nudity, you know. So, anyway. So, did you do, like, Christmas with a family?
Yep. We went to see my sister... We went to, like, my sister's place first.
Yeah.
We met there. Then we went to her aunt's house.
Oh, yeah.
We went back to her place.
Right. Does she have, like, a tree and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Is it, like, a real tree or a fake tree? Like, a plastic?
Fake tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. The first, like, time I stayed over was, like... I think it was before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, we had talked about, she talked about how, like, she had a tree. I'm like, well, you know, we could decorate it together.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, maybe. So I'm in her living room, and then at one point she walks in just carrying the Christmas tree. So then we start decorating it.
She walked in carrying it from where?
From her basement.
Oh. So she uses it every year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a very Catholic Christmas thing to do, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Like, decorate it with, like, stuff and...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as you can see, I got no tree here.
Right.
This is a real person's apartment.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lamp.
You know? You got a few lamps here.
I do. Yeah. You made that lamp.
I helped with that. Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah. You there's two things that Ryan contributed to my household. A lamp And a weird a weird blanket that's supposed to shoot infrared light. It's supposed to be healthy for me. I use it 3 times so far. It's really hard to get in and out of it.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. Yeah. It's good. It's just like once I'm in there, I'm like, now what do I do? You know. But you contributed to this household.
I do. I do.
You know, you have your handprint onto everything. So now you have see, this is you're smart. This is a good time to be in a relationship because did you have to do the Christmas gift thing?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, actually, if I were you, I would have delayed the relationship till after Christmas.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I was I was pretty proud of myself.
Did you buy her a car?
Huh?
Did you buy her a car?
No, no, I couldn't afford it. Mm. But anyway, like, but no, I was good.
A gift?
Word.
Money?
I bought her a few gifts, you know, and I was pretty proud of myself, and I actually put some effort into it.
Oh.
You know, into, like, the gifts.
Are we allowed to say what it is?
Well, I got a few different things, like, she likes Betty Davis.
Oh, she loves Betty Davis.
Yeah.
British Mark, Betty Davis is, like, this old-time Hollywood actress. She used to smoke cigarettes all the time. She had that film Adam and Eve. No,
All About Eve.
Nothing to do with Adam. Yeah, it's a very. I don't know why she loves her. I guess because she was like a diva.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
she just from my research of her, she seemed to be like a bit of a badass.
I only know her as an old lady because she always looked old, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And she used to go on talk shows and smoke cigarettes in the host's face. You know, she would blow the smoke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was kind of a bitchy. Mm. You know, but I think Gaber made me watch All About Eve because it's like a gay iconic movie.
So you know what I did? So it was actually, I think it was like right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black Friday, actually. I decided to look up like Betty Davis quotes.
Oh, yeah.
And I found one that I really liked because I felt like it was a good quote. I felt like I actually kind of fit Tracy.
Yeah.
The quote is, "I will never be below the title."
Ah. Uh-huh.
And so I decided to do that, and I looked up the poster for All About Eve, the original theatrical poster.
Okay.
And like the design of the printing of like the title itself on that poster.
Yeah.
I sort of replicated it, and I did the quote in that way, and I submitted it to this like company that you can do like customized shirts.
Yeah.
So I customized a hoodie for her with the quote on it.
I don't understand anything you just said, but it sounds great.
Yeah.
So you customized it like it was a hoodie, and then you put print on it.
Yeah, I designed the print, the pattern.
Oh, okay.
Submitted it to them.
Yeah, nice.
Mm.
Did she give you a gift as well?
Oh yeah.
Are we allowed to say what it is?
Well, we're eventually planning on going to a New Jersey Devils game together.
Is that hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
We're going to try to do.
Is that her thing or your thing?
That's her thing, but we're going to try.
She likes hockey.
She likes hockey. Yeah,
she likes hockey.
Yeah, she likes hockey. She likes football, but we're going to try to do things that like
right.
each other likes. Like
you might like ourselves hockey.
To, I mean, I've been to a few games.
I never have.
I mean, I've never really followed it, but I like. I don't mind actually going to like an actual sport event. I just won't really. I'm not a big fan of watching it on TV. And I don't really follow any.
Right.
So, but yeah, she got me a. She actually got me a nice like jacket or like it, I think it was a hoodie. Another that was a hoodie with like the Devils logo. So
is she a Devils fan?
Oh yeah.
Are they from Long Island?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah.
No, she's a curious lady because she likes hockey and then she likes Betty Davis. That seems like those two don't really, you know.
Yeah, she's pretty well-rounded.
I suppose. I don't really know her. Not really. All I know is I'm playing her father. So
dude, I can't fucking wait for that.
I can. Yeah, it's. I mean, she's gonna be good in it, but I'm. But it, so
I hear you're doing really good.
That's. I'm struggling. I feel I don't like it so far. But I mean, thank you. So, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm playing Ryan Girlfriend's father in the next play here. What the... Why? I don't know. It's all Todd Bennington's fault. So basically, I mean, can you wrap your head around that for a second? You're dating a girl. I'm playing your father.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. You can't make that shit up. She's so basically, you should have asked me for permission to date her.
That's a good point. Well, no, I started dating her right before you guys got cast in the show.
Yeah, but still, like, I'm the father.
Right. Well,
I mean, now you tell me on a podcast
for like another 2 months, maybe.
Yeah. Well, unless thank God, I don't think I can. Yeah, I that is so bizarre. That I'm playing her for your girlfriend's father.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most bizarre thing ever.
Ari told her that when I come to see the show, I'm going to tell Jonathan the first thing I see to him and be like, you know, dude, it's all right to be terrible at something for once.
Ah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Why? She's gonna be good. I'm just not good with accents, and like it doesn't have to be like a crazy accent, but the combination of like an older man's voice and Brooklyn accent is just throwing me, you know. Oh, yeah. I've spent like fucking a fortune on
like a voice coach,
something. Yeah, like that. Yeah, yeah, not a fortune, but like $300,
mm-hmm.
which for a play that I'm not getting paid for, you know. So that's the little, you know, and you know, some actors have an affinity for accents and stuff, and like I can do it, but it's really, it's another side of the throat, you know. So I feel very constricted when I'm speaking.
Oh yeah,
and I'm thinking about is. Is how it sounds rather than the acting. That's what I'm struggling with it. Yeah. But I mean, it's not, you know, and but it's good. I mean, you know, I mean, there's nobody. Oh, the cast is solid, so it's probably going to be good. But I just feel fake, you know. Right now, I usually at this point in a production, I feel comfortable, and I kind of feel like. But anyway, I just, you know, I'm probably being hard on myself, you know.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of hard-ons, you know.
Joe's going to have a lot of hard-ons. At least it goes to show that, you know, your dick still works, you know.
Dick is working. Yeah. It's not going into anything, you know. But, you know, maybe I'll try to... maybe I'll try to insert it into my laptop later after you leave.
Is that small?
Yeah, you're right. That's a pretty small, like that. Even a penguin couldn't fit into that. So I have this dilemma now. I have to figure out if I'm going to the fucking lake tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, my brother's there, all these people.
Oh, Jesus.
And, you know, it used to be a summer thing. And now these fuckers go there in the winter. And, you know, it's like they're saying, oh, it's this one's birthday. You have to come. I'm like, no, you don't.
So would you be up, would you be up there for like the rest of the week and all
that? No. Well, no, I have a Jeffrey Gaines concert on Saturday night. So, you know, so I have to return for that.
Oh, yeah. So where's that?
Jeffrey Gaines?
Yeah, where's that?
New Hope, where we saw the Rolling Stones.
Oh, nice.
So the question is, you know, it's all logistics, you know. So Nicole is a woman that heard our podcast a few times, and she's like, she said I could go with them tomorrow because I hate putting my miles for family things, you know.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I'll rent a car for that purpose. But now, you know, and then my Aunt Ginny, she's coming back on Thursday. So she's like, oh, good, you could come up and then you could drive me back home. You know, she's always using me for things. So I know, it's ridiculous. So yesterday I spent an hour with these fuckers. Like, you know, are you going to come, not come? So now today I have to wait for Nicole to hear what she's going to do because her son might come. You know, it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's what I have to figure out in the next, like, hour.
Yeah.
So that's my life.
Yeah.
You know, your life has changed in leaps and bounds. Mine has stayed, you know, in the same spot.
Well, I mean, if it's any consolation.
Yeah.
It's only because I knew her a bit.
Right.
So if it wasn't for, like...
Oh, no.
Her, I never would have met, like...
Well, dude, I mean, if it's any consolation, I take full credit for your relationship.
That's a very good point.
If it wasn't for the podcast here, that just accelerated the whole thing or started it.
Well, actually, no. Technically, so it's actually kind of funny we talk about this because it was like I made a comment on Facebook.
Yeah. Right.
And she's like, call me. So you gave me her number.
Right.
So you're the precipitator of...
Yeah, well, that's what I do, man. I'm like the love boat, you know?
That's right.
Yeah,
matchmaker.
Yeah, it's kind of like Jesus. Like, you know, I make other people happy, but I sacrifice my own self.
Right.
For the sake of other people.
Right.
It's very sad. You know, I would call that a martyr, a Jewish martyr, really. I don't know. No, that's good. That's good. I mean, like, I have had sex before. So, like, you know, I mean, I kind of remember what that's like.
Right.
And I imagine, like, once your honeymoon phase is over, you know, a few years from now, you probably won't have as, you know. So, I have my German umbrella, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I should take a little bit of credit for this. Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll give you, like.
10%.
Yeah, I'll give you 10% of the credit.
No, 20%. No,
20, yeah, 20. Because you did host us here during those podcasts.
Yeah, with her friend.
Oh, Cliff. Oh, he was over on Christmas Eve.
Was he coughing and hacking?
No, he was alive this time.
Oh my cool God! Dude. Someone heard our podcast and he said that he almost threw up. Because the dude was hacking like every second. I was like, thank you? What do you say to that? That's like a slogan, you know, like, listen to our show, it makes you throw up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was really phlegmy that night. Yeah, he was. So, wait, he came over to Tracy's house? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? Dude. You talking about calculus?
Well, no, actually, yeah, we never broached the subject at all.
Of calculus?
Of calculus,
no. Oh, okay.
No, we're just hanging out for a while. Got dinner, you know.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Were they talkative or?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was just like near death that one time, so he like hardly talked, but.
Yeah.
He was very talkative this time.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Well, look at you being all social.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to do. You know what? This is a good thing. This happened in the winter because you're like a winter person. You know, this is like coinciding with.
Well, it was kind of good. It's actually she's similar to me when it comes to the seasons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like she doesn't like the heat like at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe so you guys should move to like Iceland or something.
Yeah, she's been to Iceland. She said it's awesome.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, she is kind of worldly, huh?
She really is. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I have no desire to go to Iceland.
I would like to go to Iceland.
I don't know. I don't know what's there. I mean,
yeah.
Land full of ice.
She's never been to Ireland, though.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about going there. We've talked about going there in like 2028 or 2029.
Why not? Why that?
Well, it takes a bit of time to save up for that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
For me, at least, so.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we've had some revelations. We've had some. We had. Let's see.
Where we at? Did you write notes?
Well, let's see. Well, it's all about me.
Oh yeah.
You know, because I don't know what's going on. You know, like. Let's see. I have Germany is okay. I said that the Holocaust might be forgiven. I'm just kidding. I know. I still. You know. I'm not happy the Holocaust happened.
Right.
You know.
I think I figured out like if I were to try stand up comedy, yeah. I know what my shtick would be.
What?
I would be extremely overly irate over the stupidest things.
Okay.
Like I have a thing. I'm not gonna say it over on the show because people might steal it and get famous off my idea, so I'll tell you after the episode.
Okay.
But yeah.
You mean like Larry David, like just being grumpy about
not grumpy, but like being like overly aggressive and angry about the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
You'll see once the episode's over, you'll see what I'm talking about.
See, you're gonna save stuff for outside of the episode. This is as is. This is where we reveal our true selves.
I know, but you know, I think it's a pretty good bit. And no, I don't want anyone stealing it.
No, so. I hear you. And you can trust me that I won't steal it. But yeah, I think the Holocaust, I mean, it's a bad thing that happened, but this guy, it's not his fault, you know?
Oh, right. He wasn't alive back then.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny.
Grandparents might have been, but.
It's funny, too, because, like, on the podcast we did, I was like, should I approach the subject of the Holocaust? You know, it's like, I don't want to make them uncomfortable. But then at the end, I kind of threw it at the end. You know?
Yeah.
And anyway, yeah, it was fine. Well, we have 15 seconds here. We're going to have some fish.
Have some potato salad.
Yeah, I hope, British Mark, this was to your satisfaction.
If not, tough shit.
Yeah, there might be another one.
Yeah.
So, carry on.